Welcome to the Better Brave podcast, where you get to hear unique stories from guests like you who choose to live bravely outside of their comfort zones. I'm Candace Dudley, your host, former teacher turned online business mentor and podcaster. This podcast is for you if you're committed to living life on purpose, no more following the rules of society. Go hit the follow button if you haven't yet and tune in every Tuesday for a new episode.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I have Kayla Tashumpfer here. She is a birth doula and creator of My Birth Choices. Her mission is to bring familiarity with birth back into culture through revelation of choices beyond the standard medical model of care. She created pregnancy partnerships to join families on empowered journeys to and through motherhood. Welcome, Kayla. Tell us about your story and how you got to this point of creating and launching these businesses.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here with you and to talk about this because it's so important and it's obviously my biggest passion. I was blessed to work as a registered nurse in pediatrics for 10 years and I really liked that role, but decided that my husband and I, we decided that we would have me start staying home after having our third baby girl. So that was a bittersweet transition, but it was something I really, really looked forward to and really wanted after having three little kiddos. It wasn't long after staying at home that I was asked to be a birth doula, serve as just like a role for my best friend. And after having an incredibly empowering experience, then I was like, yeah, I really want to get trained officially for doula work. And I actually had also had a home birth with my third baby girl. So at the same time, I reached out to her, the midwife, and said, do you need anything? Can I help your practice in any way? Because I'm, you know, home, I'm not being a nurse anymore. So I kind of started both of those roles at the same time. And I started to notice that women who hired those who could help them advocate for themselves, so a doula, a midwife, alternate choices, they really started to show strong experiences. They were empowered in their choices because they really were confident of those choices. I started really noticing what are the things that are separating out these women from having really, really empowered journeys rather than potentially traumatizing journeys or disappointing journeys or really, really difficult journeys to motherhood through their birth. So that's when I started taking notes and kind of saying, you know, this needs to be expanded to more people. More women need to know that it's really possible to have an empowered birth. They just kind of need some connections. And so that's how I started My Birth Choices. I want to increase the conversation surrounding birth, pregnancy, choices within. And then I also want to serve women who are saying, hey, I need some help and I want you to help me.
Oh man, there's so many things about that. I can totally relate to being a mom of three myself. And I had three natural births, but all in the clinical setting. And I had, of course, my husband was there, but he wouldn't have been equipped to be a good advocate in those times where it's hard to talk because of what's going on with your own body. But I also had my mother there and she knew at length all that I had wanted for the birth. So she was a great advocate in those moments to remind me of that and just empower me. So I can totally see how this would be such a need because she transformed my birthing experience. This concept, I'm like nodding along. This makes so much sense to me. So what was that like? Take me back to you start to notice this need. You are empowered in your own journey because of your own experiences. And you're like, I wish I could give this to other women. What was that leap like? And also how did you navigate all that goes into launching something like that?
Yes, because it does look like you're at the base of a mountain when you want to achieve something that you know is so important, but it's like you have to break it down to micro step. What I did was, I was very, very, very confident in the need around me because I've talked to, you know, just being a woman in our culture today, the general feeling around birth is that it's either scary or intimidating or that it's, you know, could be like really unsafe is like where people start from.
The movie and TV do not help with that, will you?
Right, right. So I knew the need was there. And then like we just kind of discussed, I also knew what was possible to experience birth as an incredibly empowering life event. And that's how we all deserve to start motherhood. So I started from a very, very confident place. But yes, looking up from, you know, making this into a business, it really did feel like looking up at a giant mountain. What I did, I live in Rochester, Minnesota, and I heard about this place that's like a co-working space and that they provide business support for early stage entrepreneurs. They are Collider is what they're called, and they're right downtown Rochester. They hosted a few free events about website design, about, you know, just like entrepreneurial topics. I just started making time and going for those, kind of dropping in, asking questions. And it was through one of their programs called Co-Starters, where you're coming together with other entrepreneurs under the guidance of leadership of people who know what they're doing in the business world, that I really started to get my questions answered. And then also like learned about making goals and really specifying who I'm going to serve and ironing out those details that are, you know, guidance.
One of the greatest things you did was you put yourself in the room.
Yes.
Into those events, that can be a really big leap. And when I think back at the very beginning of my very baby entrepreneurial days, those terrifying leaps. Now, yes. Don't seem so scary, but they can be in the beginning. It's so important to put yourself in that space, because it sounds like by just being in that space, all of a sudden now you're learning things. You're learning how to implement things. You're learning how to cast the goals and set the goals. And you met people then that could guide you when you got stuck.
Kind of, you know, provided reflection to say, oh, that is a good idea. Like, yeah, okay, how could we go about this? Even providing angles that I really hadn't thought of, you know, because again, I'm just about wanting to deliver the message as quickly as possible and deliver the service as quickly as possible. But really, it was helpful to have reflective feedback. Yeah.
Sometimes we are so close to the idea because we're so passionate about the end result of getting to help those women and getting to do those pieces and putting that in, that there's a lot of details that come before being able to do that. And that's where so many of us can get stuck and stop. Did you hit any hurdles along the way? And how did you get through them?
Honestly, I would say that the journey of entrepreneurship is daily hurdle. You know, there's daily hurdles that do present, but also, you know, I take heart in that they're not all huge. They're not all huge hurdles. There are a bunch of kind of micro hurdles to kind of go across. So I would say that the biggest one that I have really worked on has been refining my audience, my target audience, who's going to get the most value and impact out of my message and out of my service. Because I'm so passionate about the need for women to have empowered, positive birth stories and pregnancies, I just want this to be for everybody. And then I wanted it for anybody who wanted health, who wanted wellness, right? But even further, it's kind of just refining like those who seek guidance, because they know going at something alone isn't always the best way to do something.
Heard this before from marketing gurus or something, but if you're trying to talk to everyone, you're talking to no one. And it can almost in the beginning feel a little bit scarcity when you're trying to really narrow it down, because in your brain, your logical brain is thinking, well, like how many people is that? That can't be very many people if I get that specific. But in reality, those are your true people. Everybody else, your message is probably not going to hit, or they're not going to notice it. It's not going to speak to them. I love that advice of just really narrowing down who is the person that you're going to serve.
I think any entrepreneur would tell you that it's worth it, even though it might feel scarce at first, because in my realm of work, it only took me hearing one story of a fellow doula who offers, you know, a similar service, a doula service, who said that she felt she was probably hired because her clients wanted a doula, but for the reasons like maybe like because their sister had a doula or because they just heard it's a good choice, but then went through the whole experience and didn't really value her. They didn't really value her time and like all of the information that she was presenting them with to make informed decisions. She maybe didn't follow through with those very easily or very consistently. And so it wasn't really a great experience on either side, which is unfortunate, but you know, that's enough fuel too, to be like, no, be specific and really, you know, show up for the people who are wanting to show up to get the best out of the service too.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that there was another doula. And of course, you're not the only doula ever to be a doula, right? And I'm not the only podcaster and so on and so forth. What do you say to that mindset work? And what do you do to keep yourself in check? Knowing that, I think it's probably safe to say that where you're at in your business is that you know that there's abundance and you know there's room for all of us. And we can sit here knowing that, but a lot of people in the beginning don't know that. And so it can be looked at as competition or like a place to compare yourself to. Maybe even think you're not doing great because you don't compare to X, Y, and Z other people that are doing this job. Or maybe it's a reason you don't even start out on your dream because you think, well, they've already done it. Kayla's already a doula. I can't go do that. She's already taken the job. What do you say to that? And how do you keep your mindset in check for that type of thing?
Oh, entrepreneur, any entrepreneur listening, please hear this. You have a differentiator. Okay. You do. It's the way that you use your voice. It's the specifics of the service you provide. It's your personality. It's your angle. It's your goals and vision. It's your experience. You do have something that clients need. And a certain client might really, really align with me because of the way that I can speak from my experience as a nurse, as a mother, as someone who's very familiar with home birth, equally familiar with hospital birth. You know, I have all these experiences and that's wonderful. And to some individuals, that will be very, very attractive. To other individuals, they might, you know, just say, you know, I only really want this XYZ out of my birth. And, I, you know, maybe I need a different price point. Maybe I just need somebody who's a little bit more soft and gentle, you know, or just whatever the differentiators are. People are looking. I would just challenge you to continue, whoever you are, whatever your passion is, to know that as you refine your voice and as you refine your service details, as you refine your product, if you're like a baker or something like that, people will continue to align more with you.
100%. Couldn't agree more. You've already dropped a lot of great tips and advice for entrepreneurs and just insight into the journey. Is there anything in the very beginning stages of entrepreneurship that you wish you knew that you know now?
Yes, lots, right? Because we learn every day. The one thing that stands out right away is the importance of reflection. So entrepreneurs typically are go-getters. We are very driven, and that's a wonderful thing. That's how things get done, right? But if you are always looking forward and always looking up and always looking for the next opportunity, which you do need to do somewhat, but if you're always doing that and never looking back, you're never going to be proud or settled or satisfied in how far you've come. And metrics are different besides how many followers you might have or besides how many sales you might have made. What about who you are today compared to what you were, you know, 6 months ago, or what you knew, what you know now compared to what you knew a year ago, whether that's about business or whether it's how you've crafted what you're creating and giving to the world? You have to be able to set aside time and literally schedule it on your calendar to have reflection, because I think I was starting to hit somewhat recently that disconnect and discontentment. And then you start questioning and you get discouraged when you're not achieving. But when I did take time to say, no, that's not how I want to feel. That's not how I should feel about this business and about my accomplishments. And I really took time to look back and kind of list out some things, some growth points and some attainments that I had, some goals that I had set and achieved. Then I was just really proud and like encouraged, spurred on. So that's something that I would hope early stage entrepreneurs, when you really do feel like you're kind of drinking from the fire hose as far as information and making decisions and all of that, please leave time to also look back, even if it's over last week, last month, last 6 months, or a year.
For sure.
I have to tell you about the brand new Align Business Collective, led by Andrea Hansen, Brittany Williams, and myself, Candace Dudley, three entrepreneurs who have taken the leap, left their 9-to-5 jobs, and are multi-passionate business owners. We understand your struggles. We have been in your shoes and felt that tug in our hearts, knowing we are made for something bigger. Those racing thoughts that keep you up at night, that feeling in your heart that tells you it's time to break up with your 9-to-5 job, we know it too. Join us to discover a community that blends empowerment, education, and camaraderie for female entrepreneurs like you. Our collective offers an array of exclusive benefits designed to elevate your business journey and foster personal growth. We know that hiring a business coach can sometimes feel impossible when you're starting out, which is why we created this collective. Whether you are just starting to realize that you have the potential to create something great, or already in the process of creating an exit plan to leave your 9-to-5, or have already taken the brave and bold leap to become an entrepreneur, this is the community that you have been dreaming of. No matter what stage you are at, we are here to support you. To find out more, join our mailing list. Head to the show notes for the link. Now back to the show.
tell me about in the beginning when you were working in the clinic setting and then you branch out onto your own. What went into making that happen as far as conversations with your family? How did that look for you? Everyone always has such a different story about that. I'm wondering about what that looked like for you.
I can do this work because I have support, specifically from my partner. My husband is incredible, and we just did Enneagram tests, and he is the loyalist. And so he really, really wants to make sure that his people, his family, his loved ones are taken care of. He knows that for me, this is something, my work in the birth world is not just about me. It's literally about my purpose, like giving back to the world that I'm in and the culture that I'm in. And he recognizes that, and he loves me and cares about me. So he really, really does put forth a lot of support and even sacrifice just so that I can do this work. And I'm extremely appreciative of that. Now, I'll recognize that there's probably a lot of listeners who are mothers, but maybe even single mothers, just people who don't have as much support. That is a unique challenge. That's maybe a unique challenge that I'm not the best to like give advice for, but I will spur you on to find your support. It is out there, and it's going to maybe look different from one individual to the next. The support piece has to be there because, again, you're not one person being able to tackle every single angle of your business. You have to be able to identify first what are the most important needs and then know that you're worth it. Know that your vision and dream and taking a chance are worth it. I contribute a lot of my success, maybe not the physical things that I am doing. You know, that's not my husband's role, but my success comes because he's very supportive of me attending these meetings, taking different learning opportunities, meeting my clients. And, you know, and birth is very unpredictable. So it's actually, you know, the clients who are choosing partnership where they want me at their birth as well. That's a big sacrifice for not only my husband, but my family, but we all talk about it and we're very intentional about that.
Having that communication open is a really important piece. But like you said, I couldn't agree more. If you don't have the support, it actually truly is out there. Sometimes in our little small worlds that we live in, and they truly are small, we think that it's not, but it's what you did in the beginning, putting yourself in the room. Most communities have free entrepreneurial things. Red Wing does, and places that are around me, they're out there, and you just have to let yourself be part of it. Curious, what is your Enneagram? Because I love an Enneagram.
Oh, yeah. Three. I'm with every entrepreneur person. Me too. Because for those who don't know, that's the achiever.
and we just can't stop and we just need that next achievement. Oh gosh. Yes. No, I hear you there. Let's switch gears just a little bit and talk about your expertise in what do you offer moms and how do you help them feel empowered?
Thank you for asking. I love talking about the work that is in front of me. Like I started to say earlier, I started to realize this stark contrast between women who were really wanting to know their choices, how to advocate for their dreams becoming their reality within the birth experience, and then the difference between women who maybe just aren't being proactive about that. Now, that doesn't mean that if a woman's not being proactive, she doesn't care, or she doesn't prioritize herself, but there is a difference in the willingness to acknowledge that the birth world today is pretty complex, that guidance is a good idea, right?
Yep.
So I said, well, I want to just start talking. I just want to start talking about choices with women because I noticed so often if I would just chat with a new friend, a new acquaintance about birth related information, it took such little time for them to, to feel encouraged, to have positive revelations, to say, oh, I think I'm going to look into XYZ, you know? And so it's like, yeah, we just need to increase the conversation. Right now, just through Instagram or through website information, I will share about different choices within pregnancy and birth. But what I've really honed in on is this service now of pregnancy partnership. Currently in our culture, pregnancy and birth education, in my opinion, start way too late. We have this cultural disconnect from the process anyway. Let me just go back for like 1 minute birth history little lesson here. In 1900, 99% of birth occurred in the home or within culture. Okay. So doctors and or midwives came to you, and likely there were people there that you loved and trusted in your home that helped with the process of the newborn arrival. Okay. And then by 1955, 55 years later, 99% of birth occurs within the hospital, behind closed doors. Often, especially when this transition was being made, a lot of tools and a lot of medications and a lot of trial and error happened to make birth streamlined as a process. Because if you're in an institution or in a business, a hospital, it has to kind of run, you know, quickly, or at least on some sort of timeline. So that's why there's this disconnect. You know, yes, certain things improved, I would say, certain things improved with the transition of birth out of culture and into the hospital, but support did not. Support lagged behind the wisdom of the natural birth process. Seeing birth as a normal life event that's just normal physiology kind of got pushed to the wayside. And then all the people that might have been at a birth within the culture of someone's home, and for a period of time in our culture, the dads were not even allowed for the birth itself, and then for like the first day or two after the birth. And so, of course, there's a cultural disconnect. It has not been brought back efficiently or like very quickly. I commend every single doula out there, every single midwife, because they are supporting. That's a supportive role that has to be there for this incredible life event that is pregnancy and birth. To get back to what I'm doing about that now is I would like to increase birth education, high quality personalized birth education, and marry that with doula services to create pregnancy partnership. So as soon as a woman hears about me and is ready to sign up for that type of service, we work together throughout her entire remaining of her pregnancy to first start with her values and her vision for what she wants. And then I take my expertise and my resources and I help marry those with her vision to thus increase the chance that she's going to actually achieve what she sets out to do within the remainder of her pregnancy and birth. I love that it can be personalized because no woman's birth is going to look the same. No woman's priorities are going to be the same every single time, but you actually can have a peaceful, positive, joyful birthing experience. And I want women to know that. So when we partner together, we meet a couple of times in person or via Zoom. Then we have contact in between our appointments to check in, to answer questions, to stay aligned to the goal ahead. I've just noticed that with support, women truly are able to achieve the vision that they had set out to do, no matter what it looks like.
So right, that no birth is the same. And to think that, yes, in a hospital, they want it very systematic. In my experience, I love hearing birth stories. So I share them or ask them of anyone I'm chatting with that has kids, and I have never heard one that's the same. And none of my three were the same.
Right. And of course, if in case anybody's listening and saying, well, you can't guarantee that just because you work with somebody, they're going to have a positive experience. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I cannot guarantee that one particular exact outcome will be the end result. However, what I have noted is that even when things don't go exactly the way as planned, if women are able to follow these five pillars that I have set up in my work with them, they do not tend to look back on their whole experience with negativity, with regret, with fear, with shame, with anger. That's not a part of their story. So yeah, maybe their entire birth flipped 180 from what they wanted, but because of the support and because of having this partner who understands them and understands the birth world, the processing is much smoother.
That makes total sense to me. I mean, I learn things with each birth of mine. And I think sometimes when you go in, you're like, you just think that the doctors or the hospital setting, they know everything, or we assume that. So yeah. Then you just follow what they say you have to do. Then afterwards, you're like, wait, I didn't really want to do that. Was that really necessary? You know, you think about those things after the fact. For me, at least, then I was able to make decisions as I went along. But I just remember them wanting to push, if I wasn't dilating fast enough, wanting to give me different medications. And I had to really stand firm and like, no, I am not interested in that.
Right.
Because you can just feel like sometimes maybe you don't know what you're doing and they do, and it's easy to kind of cave. But it makes total sense to me that if you have that support and that plan, that even if it doesn't go exactly how you want it to go, you were empowered in all the choices that you made and you felt supported and you knew like somebody understood you. Because you also go to the hospital, and for me, my regular doctor, I think I only had him one time of the three, because the other two times he was out of town. It's really unpredictable. So that makes total sense to me.
The difference is that you made the choice. You made the informed choice and not somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, what you really want to avoid is having the power of the experience in somebody else's hands. Even if they are doing their job and they're doing it well, you are entitled to have a very personalized experience because it's your body, your baby, your birth. I mean, it's a joyous and incredible, magical experience that you definitely need to have a voice for.
For sure. So my final question is, what message would you like the listeners to take away today if they remember nothing else?
My number one piece of advice that I want any listener to take is to trust your intuition. And that is going to sound overly simplistic, so please actually keep listening. I want to explain a little bit. In birth, yes, we've been somewhat disconnected from the process and the experience. But I would say that a lot of the way we live today is disconnected from our intuition. We have kind of services or products or lifestyles that kind of promote a life of ease. And in a lot of ways, that's wonderful. There's a lot of good there, but we don't have a lot of alone time with ourselves and with our thoughts, and you have to create it. So create time for reflection, create time for thinking, create time for one-on-one meetings with your best people, and then reflect and listen to your intuition. You know whether it's time to start that business. You know if you need support. Intuition is really what I would love people to remember after listening today.
I could not agree more. Where can people connect with you after this?
I would love to hear from anybody on Instagram, My Birth Choices, or if you truly are ready to say, hey, I want support. I want a level of support, whether it's kind of minimal, kind of in the middle, or a full service support plan for my pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, please go to mybirthchoices.com and fill out the contact form that is there. I'd love to hear from you.
Perfect. I will link all of that in the show notes. Thank you so much for being on. I loved chatting with you. You had so many good nuggets for our listeners to take away.
Thank you so much. I had a great time too.
Hey, thanks for being here. I love being able to highlight entrepreneurial journeys because no two are the same. To grab my free sales page planner or to book a discovery call with me, head to the show notes. Finally, please leave a quick review so I can continue this work. See you next week.